I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, October 31st, 2021. At number 10 on our list of listeners' top stories, the Cal Community School District Board of Education weighs the pros and cons of purchasing vape detectors for the high school restrooms. Like many schools in the country, CHS struggles with underage vaping, and school officials are considering spending upwards of $20,000 on special detectors to curb student use at least during the school day. Administrators told board members detectors alone would not be enough, but it could serve as a starting point. The topic will return to the school board at future meetings for additional discussion. At number 9, a Farnhamville man wanted for a June attempted burglary made an initial appearance in Carroll County District Court last week. 35-year-old Joseph Midkiff faces a Class D felony charge after a failed attempt to steal jewelry from the Walmart jewelry counter over the summer. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for November 18th. At number 8, many of our area school board candidates are making their final pushes before Election Day on November 2nd. Contested races in the Carroll Community School District, IKM, Manning Community School District, Coon Rapids Baird Community School District, and more. Be sure to check out our website at 1380kcim.com for coverage of those candidates as well as results come Election Day. At number 7, St. Anthony Regional Hospital President and CEO Ed Smith announced his retirement last week. Smith will be stepping away from the organization sometime next summer. He'll remain on as CEO and president while the hospital board searches for his successor. Under his leadership, St. Anthony Regional Hospital experienced growth in nearly all areas as one of the nation's leading rural hospitals. At number 6, a Sac County swine operation owner was ordered to submit manure management plans along with penalties for non-compliance. Alberto Talo Castaneda failed to submit proper manure management plans and was hit with over $3,000 in administrative penalties, fines, and filing fees. At number 5, a Carroll man arrested for assault with intent to inflict serious injury last week. 56-year-old Scott Moeller was taken into custody after allegedly pushing the victim and choking them. He faces a single aggravated misdemeanor count. His preliminary hearing is set for Monday, November 1st. At number 4, if you want rough railroad crossings fixed, you can call the Union Pacific Railroad directly. Complaints to the city of Carroll about those crossings are commonplace, but there's little they can do without the public's help. Repairs are handled by Union Pacific directly, so residents need to contact the railroad and file a complaint if they want to see any action. At number 3, a Lake City officer was removed after failing to attain ILEA certification within 12 months of his hire. Officer Allspach's employment with the Lake City Police Department was terminated after a unanimous vote by the Lake City Council. City officials cited his failure to attend certification classes despite numerous opportunities to do so. At number 2, a disturbance call landed two Carroll men in jail, 26-year-old Akat Marco Riak and 37-year-old Chol Agek Chol Ajak were arrested for fighting in the Fairview Village Apartments parking lot. They were both charged with disorderly conduct. Then our top story from the past week, a Carroll man was ordered to pay over $400 in fines for throwing garbage into his neighbor's yard with a lawnmower. A default judgment was handed down against 35-year-old Matthew Hoffman after he failed to appear for a scheduled hearing. He was arrested on October 8th for actively resisting arrest after police were called to the 1200 block of North Grant Road. Hoffman had been mowing over his garbage and discharging it onto an adjacent property. And that does wrap up your KCIM Week in Review for Sunday, October 31st, 2021. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.